everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to do some special healings tonight, maybe talk about the light of the darkness, talk about ascension, and we'd like you to call in if you have any questions, so please do so. We'll be waiting, and you can also use the fast chat, too, if you wish. So we'll first do some entity clearing with everybody. And here we go. We're starting that right now. So again, just kind of sit back and relax. And you may feel energies leave your body. And we're starting this clearing right now. And we'll see if Sylvia wants to come on. We have another healing event this coming Sunday. And it's the 8-hour alien life forms, parasites that we get out of people. So if you're interested, no, contact me, but here we go. Are you there, Sylvia? And I'll just do the clearings as you talk to people, if you like.
Yep. Yes, I'm here. Hi, Ron. And
great.
Hi, everyone. So while Ron is doing the entity release, you might like to bring up the light being on your monitor, and you just do that by going to the Creation Light Ship page, which you can get to from the schedule page on BBS Station 1, just click on the time slot and where it says Creation Light Ship Healing, and you'll come to our page. And scroll down a little bit on your scroll bar until you see the picture of the beautiful light being on your screen. And I'm sure Run will be activating her energy from the light ship as we go through the hour. And you might also like to bring up the fast chat window if you're not familiar with that. Above the light being, there's a link that says BBS Fast Chat, and you can click on that. And by doing that, that gives you a window where you can type in a question or a request for Ron. Or if you'd like to talk to him live, just call in at 888-815-9756. I'll say that again. So it's 888-815-9756. And just call in if you have a question about ascension, about healing, about why it's hard sometimes to heal, about anything that Ron talks about, or if you'd like to experience a particular healing that Ron does, you can request a sample of almost any healing that he has on his list of services. So that's wonderful. Or if you'd like to experience a divine energy from the Creation Light Ship, that's wonderful too. And throughout the hour, we'll just talk about what's happening with the light ship, and I guess we'll just get started. So how's it going with that entity release, Ron?
Yep, we're working now on the shoulders. So again, just kick back and relax here. And we're on it right now, going up to our neck. And here we go, going down our arms to our fingertips. You may actually feel the energy changing as you get this freedom from these entities. These are earth-based entities. And again, we're doing another session, or a session, the first time, which will be a week from this Sunday for earth-based entities. So I'd like to have you all come online here if you would. And to do that, it'll actually be on a conference call line on the telephone. So here we go. We're now working with the top of our head, and we're going to be bringing in your spirit energy to you. So once you get it and walk around a little bit, move your body to see how you feel, see if you sense any freedom. And we're now going to bring in some of your spirit energy. So here we go. And I'll count to 10 as you come in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, we have quite a few people that have come on to the fast chat. So hi, everyone. And we have a request from Annika for a sample of the infection body clearing or anything else that might help someone in healing a cold.
Okay. So let's do the infection body. Here we go. We'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared. Oh, man. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. I'll do that one again because there's quite a bit of negative energy 5 days ago. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Well, it's very interesting, you know, just experiencing that, you know, after having that entity release and having the spirit energy brought back into the body, everything felt very, very light. I mean, there is a sense of fullness in the body from having the spirit energy there, but just the energy was very light. And then as you started to do that clearing, then the energy felt very dense at first, and then all of a sudden it was just lifted. So that's so interesting to experience that. Wonderful how incredibly fast the light ship works, you know, with those healings. It's just really amazing to me every time.
And we can do another clearing here. So we had infection. I'm trying to see what else we might have listed on the website here.
What about the mind of the body?
Yeah, I think of the same thing here. So the mind of the body clearing, what that is the body has its own communication center. So we're going to do, and this can also help you with this here, to clear out some of the densities. This is how your body actually heals. So here we go, mind of the body clearing. So just see how this responds. Oh, I'm already yawning. Wow. Oh, man. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, I'll do that one again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so we'll see how that's working for everybody. I'm still yawning here, so, wow, a lot of energy there. I'll do one more. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay.
So, Ron, would you say then that it's kind of like the mind of the body is sort of like the intelligence center of the genetic aspect of the body that kind of keeps all those automated processes kind of rolling along, like breathing and everything that we do without consciously thinking about it?
Yes, that would be it, uh-huh.
And then does that body kind of get, or that intelligence or whatever it is, overwhelmed or overloaded with the densities that we deal with here?
Yes, that's what actually happens, and it doesn't understand once it gets overloaded what to do next. And so sometimes we have a problem where the body just loses its consciousness upon healing because it's so overwhelmed, you know, with these conditions, it has a problem with it. So, and it just it doesn't know how to get out of its own way, so to speak.
I wonder if that would have anything to do with the, you know, the types of, you know, how they talk about certain autoimmune types of disorders where, like, the person's immune system actually starts to attack its own body because it no longer can kind of differentiate between a foreign invader and the person's own body.
Yeah, you could probably say that. It's I would say that would probably be pretty correct. It's hard to say how it actually works and functions, but I think that would be a good way of looking at it.
Very interesting. And what are some of the other different types of healings that might affect a person as far as their, you know, physical health from day to day?
I think a lot of people need to have the emotional clearing done. You know, that's why we do the unlimited. I have a lot of people who go on the website who do the unlimited emotional, and then they feel so much better. So I would definitely say to have your emotional years done, you know, your whole lifetime. And that's probably what you may want to have if you haven't had it yet, to get yourself more into the present moment. And, you know, it eliminates you recycling your past. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be living a life of whatever your past was, and it's not good normally, because the negative events have to come up. Your body brings them forth so that you continuously are recycling the past, because this is what your body wants to heal. So you can put a Band-Aid on it, you know, look over the other shoulder, and it's going to still, you know, come and give you a whammy. And this is what you want to eliminate, is to have your body have this new consciousness of living in the present moment instead of reliving the past, which is what we all do. So this is why I recommend the emotional clearing so much all the time in this program. We'll do emotional sampling here. And I also do this for people. You know, we've done this before, many shows, going back into the past, even going, doing emotional clearing, you know, 500 years ago, and it affects people. So, you know, you have to realize that this is a really a big thing. But here we go. We're going to do 5 days, so 5 days ago cleared. Starting again, boy. You guys out there must have had some stuff happening. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do that one again because it's still pretty rough. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia.
So you've talked in the past about the, you know, the reason that we have, you know, why we need the emotional clearing and so on so much, because of all the judgment that's kind of gotten stuck in our bodies from either our ancestors and their thoughts of judgment that passed on to us through the DNA and, you know, our own and all of that stuff. Which is kind of like, I guess, would you say it's sort of like non-love energy that has gotten, you know, stuck to you that needs to be released?
Yep, it all gets stuck to us, and it comes up because your body wants to heal this in this lifetime. So it's not necessarily caused by you, but you are, you know, going to respond and deal with it regardless of how it, you know, came into you, which is basically from your ancestors and those, if you want to use the word learning experiences or whatever it's going to be. Remember, energy is energy. Doesn't matter if it happened yesterday or if it happened, you know, 10,000 years ago. If it's still with you, it still works in the present moment, and you want to get rid of it. This is why these clearings are so needed. And this is why we do these clearings, you know, and why the Lightship is here every 2,000 years, to help people in the ascension process. Hopefully that they'll be able to do the ascension, but these healings are so needed for everybody.
So then would you say, Ron, that you know, a person could live, you know, 50,000 years ago and, you know, many, 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 many lifetimes between then and now, and kind of keep repeating the same patterns and the same cycles, kind of have the same experiences, maybe just with different people, but because they're holding that same energy and it hasn't been cleared, those patterns just keep repeating themselves?
Yeah, continuously, yeah. That's right. So who you are is your ancestors and their beliefs, along with your beliefs in this lifetime. And remember, you're living the patterns of your parents. And whatever they thought and believed, you have with you also. So you are actually, you know, a walking testimonial of their belief system.
And so the more of the clearings, like the emotional clearing and so on, that a person does, the more they just become who they are themselves?
Yes. That is correct. Otherwise, you know, you're living the life of everybody else but yourself. This is why your spirit came into your body, to release these densities out of you so that you can, you know, live a more creative and joyful life, because you need to release these energies. So your spirit's here to help you do that. But there's so many densities now that it's really hard for people to even understand what to do next. This is why the Lightship does these clearings instantly.
Yeah, exactly. Just take that off and lift it right off. It's amazing. So I'm going to bring up some of these questions from the fast chat. We have a question from Dreamer. I don't know if this relates back to the beginning of the show when you were doing the entity release, and but the question is, the dark are very competitive. How do they all exist in the body at one time?
Well, that's as long as you don't carry spirit energy with you, they can come in. So this is kind of how it is. Your spirit is supposed to be with every cell of your body. So as you start working in the darkness energies, which is what we all do here, because we choose the darkness, the mind energy, as opposed to heart energy, then that allows the darkness to come in and entities come into us. So, you know, they can reside in each one of your cells. So it's very simple, you know, just to look at it. The energies that are with you, if it's not of you, then it's something else. Remember, you know, if you're not home, who is? And, you know, it can get kind of scary as you work with people and see people around you who are not who they are each, you know, maybe every hour of the day they change. They change your personality, change their actions, and you're trying to deal with these types of people. And people may even see you the same way. So this is why you need to have these clearings so often. This is why we have the unlimited emotional ones, so that you can get rid of stuff out of you. Otherwise, we basically, you know, the way I look at things, it's very hard to even live here unless you're more conscious. Otherwise, you know, you're doing things that are not always in integrity with who you are. And then your life changes from one minute to the next. And so do all the people around you. So this is why you want to regain your spiritual identity. And that's the main reason. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Let's see. There was a question from Ed, and I can't see the whole question right now, but it had to do with synchronicity. Like, you know, when you maybe hear something out of the blue, and then you see it again, and then you see it again, and it kind of comes into your consciousness. And he was wondering where does all that come from if the creation lightship energy does not act the same as, like, what's taught about the Holy Spirit and miracles and that kind of thing?
Well, what happens is you have what you call the self-fulfilling prophecy. And this is working with mind, and the mind energy will bring things to you for validation. And naturally, remember, the light only works in the now and has no preconceived experiences in store for you. So whatever happens to you, and it looks like a synchronicity, it could be, but the light is going to only work in the now. So this is kind of how you have to look at it. If it's not in the now, it's not in the light, and if it's a prediction or things that work outside of yourself and control you, then that would be non-light energy. So you have to really look at stuff consciously to see what's really happening. And synchronicity, you know, is a big one because we're following the dark side script. So your natal chart matches with somebody else's natal chart. And, you know, down to maybe, you know, down to the second, you're both getting together because you have the implants built into your body through your DNA, and you are coming together with synchronicity. Remember, the light doesn't care about anything that you do. It doesn't judge any of its creation. So it doesn't matter if you're, you know, happy or sad or anything like that. It'd like you to be in neutral, but, you know, aside from, you know, any of this, the light does not allow you to do anything more than what you choose to do yourself. And it doesn't judge you on whatever experiences that you're having. Back to you, Sylvia. I think we had a beep there. I heard a beep, possibly.
Someone on the line?
Yes, Sylvia.
Oh, you're really low in volume on my end.
I am. Let me turn it up. Is that better?
Well, it might be from the program Don's side, but I can't hear you. So.
Well, if you can't hear me well, I can hang up and let someone else call in.
Well, you have a little bit of an echo. You might just turn your computer off, and I can't hear you, so you can talk. Go ahead.
You can hear okay?
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Yep, okay. We hear you.
I was wondering if we could talk. If you could talk a little bit about how that negative processes are being removed from our energy bodies, which is allowing us to become more heart-centered with spirit, and how that would relate to manifestation. As we become more in our body, will we be able to manifest more spontaneously for our desires? Is that going to change?
Okay, I missed the first part of the question a little bit there, but I did hear about negative energy and bringing in more spirit energy, so to speak, if we could manifest easier. Is that what you got, Sylvia?
Right. As we come more into our body with spirit and our heart center, is that when manifestation will become more...
instantaneous?
Yes.
Yes, that is correct, yes. Because then you,
so
then
that,
you use
that's,
off.
Okay.
Okay.
So that would be the next benefit, if I could say, or the next joyful pleasure to look forward to, is that we'll become more powerful in our manifestation of what we would like to happen.
Yes, you hit the nail on the head. So, yes,
okay.
As you work with more of your spirit energy, which we'll say is becoming more heart-centered, then you're able to use the heart energy to manifest. And that will bring in a lot of things instantly to you. So, yes.
Because when these bodies are infected or damaged, that interferes with the flow of energy, not only for healing, but also in what we desire and how we desire to express ourselves.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, you're right. So this is what we need to do. If everybody on the planet could become heart-centered, the world could change on a dime here.
Wow.
But as long as we have people working in mind energy, bringing in the alien attack energies on people and the alien consciousness, which is preventing us from being in our bodies fully, then we have a hard time here. So, yes, it's not going to be easy for anyone to work with their heart energy. It's going to be hard to work with your heart energy because no one else is working in that arena. But the light will help you to work through this process. And it might even change people around you as you work with your heart energy more. And then you're more in the moment. And like I say, when you get more in the moment, then you want to get a day planner, because you might lose track of what you're doing. So it's very important.
So I was joining the conference calls for the water, for the personal light code activations.
Uh-huh.
And I was having for a few months a marvelous result. My hair was growing out really thicker and shinier and more lustrous. And inflammation was going away, and my skin was becoming really smooth, and I felt more alert and more peaceful for sleeping with increased energy. And then I took a break, and I noticed a huge difference. You know, drinking even filtered vortex water, it was almost like one day with like tiny little pebbles. I just, you know, it just wasn't absorbing. So there's, you know, a huge awareness with the difference in the water. But I think that's just amazing that you're able to do that for us. And I look forward to having light-coated water activated again.
Yeah, we could do one sample water. The website has, the water activations on it, which you can pay to do. But we'll do a glass of water for everyone. So everybody get a glass of water. And we'll do this probably in about maybe 3 minutes or so. Let everybody get a glass of water to charge up. So I appreciate your call. That's wonderful. Yeah, the light of water is just great. Yeah, it's very good water. I love it too.
Were you asking another question there? It was hard to hear.
If you don't mind, Sylvia.
No, please.
The spirits passing away now when people... die. Are they going to the light ship now, or are they being blocked if they haven't had their spirit barcode removed?
Okay, so the question is, if they don't have their spirit barcode removed, are they going to be still held in darkness? Is that what you're asking? And be
right.
Sideways during the ascension when that time occurs? Okay. Typically, yes. As of right now, I would say yes, okay? What could happen in 5 years from now, it's hard to say, or 2 years from now. But right now, yes, because the energies are not strong enough here from the light chip on the planet to ward off, you know, the darkness from taking you. So,
right now they're going back to the astral plane.
Yeah, they're going back, yes. The ones that have been in the graveyards for a long time, we'll just say for 2,000 years, when Jesus was here and they, you know, changed the Bible phrasing about, you know, that these people are going to be saved, you know, at some point in time when Jesus comes back again. So all the spirits are waiting there and or emotional bodies for him to come to take him out of the ground, we'll say, out of the bones. Well, those spirits have been released already. But ones that do incarnate, if they don't know the difference of the light and they go to the light of the darkness, which almost everybody here relates to because people do go to churches, then at that point in time, once that happens, then they're in the reincarnation loop over again. There are people that I've worked with where I've seen that their spirit actually has been taken away, probably because maybe the relatives or the people that I'm working with may also have enough energy where they can actually connect and talk with those people, and those people then get connected. But as a general rule, a stranger to you probably would not go up to the light ship, or we'll say go to the home base energy. They're still stuck here in the reincarnation loop. And this is why the light ship comes to release people from it.
And I understand that you have or can be provided with the light ship a 7-generation barcode, which would affect our whole genetic line, which could possibly mean that a spirit, even from home base that may be here on Earth, their spirit barcode would be removed, even though we may not know where they're at or who
yes.
they are right now.
Yes, that is correct. So the 7-generation will help your the spirits going back 7 generations, so that's including yourself, 256 people. And so, yes, that barcode could be released from your ancestors, which would be
okay,
just
and
wonderful.
Okay, that's the way we could help our spirit companions on the planet.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so I think we got water now, so everybody get your single glass of water here and put the water between your hands and here we go. We're going to bring in the dolphins. They like to come in a lot of the times for our water charging. So I'll count to 10. The dolphins will be with you. You may want to put up maybe the light ship insignia in front of you. It's underneath the light beam. And or just click on it. I believe it's underneath the fast chat, too. And here we go. I'm going to count to 10 as the dolphins come in and do your water charging. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the dolphins will put in what you need in the water right now, this present moment, for healing and maybe nutrients for yourself. And you may feel your body kind of getting warmed up, buzzing. They work through the heart center. You might feel the energy going through your fingertips, out of your palm chakras. And this will take about another probably 20 seconds here to continue here. And you might even actually see dolphins if you close your eyes. Okay, that feels good to me. So everybody take their glass of water. And this charging will not work on the archives. So here we go. Have some water. I'm having some of mine right now. It's good. Normally I have about two or three mouthfuls of water whenever I have the light ship water, because the body wants it. It's not that I am consciously thinking of drinking extra water, just that the water is so good that the body wants more of it. Back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, it's just, it's such wonderful water. And I'll just mention really briefly for anyone who's interested in that, to have a supply of that water all the time, there's two ways you can do that. One is by coming on the conference calls. Every Wednesday, there's a wonderful one-hour conference call, which has you on the light ship for healing. And then you have seven containers of water, which are activated just specifically for your body and what your body needs for the coming week to drink. And you can also find an area on the website that Ron has, creationlightship.com. If you look on the menu section on the left-hand side of the home page, you'll find personal activation section, and you can activate water and gemstones, pendants, whatever you'd like to activate with divine energy to help you. So, Ron, we have so many questions on the fast chat. Is it okay if I give you some more?
Yep, let's just run them through.
Okay. Let's see. So I just wanted to go back to that one question from Ed, because I think we have another related question later on, and that is kind of the difference between that synchronicity and so on that comes from the mind and what happens with the spirit. Like, let's say a person gets very heart-centered, and then they begin to get the guidance from their own spirit, and is it possible then that things will actually appear to you like your spirit is communicating to you through different things that it wants you to experience or brings you to certain locations or connections with people for what you need?
Yeah, some people may not ever hear the voice inside of them talking to themselves, okay? That's the most frustrating thing that I find with people, is they'll call me or talk to me and say, "Gee, Ron, I've been trying this for a long time, and I just don't get that communication that other people get." You know, other people that, you know, I've heard maybe on the conference call lines or something get this great guidance, and they tell me how wonderful it is, and for myself, you know, I don't hear anything. Well, you need to specify then, since or for whatever reason, you're not communicating with your spirit. It's probably trying desperately, but maybe there are some implants that you have inside of yourself that's preventing that. It can be just many, many things. So then have a different avenue of communication. You may want to ask to have your spirit do some automatic writing for you. So just sit down and get heart-centered and get out a piece of paper and just see what comes through for yourself. But remember, you want to stay out of your head, because the dark side knows all about what you're doing as you're doing this process, and they could bring to you an entity, and the entity could be talking just like it's your spirit, and it knows about your life because it can read your energy. So you want to definitely make sure that it's heart-centered. So after you write maybe a page or two of information for yourself, then what you want to do is read it and then stay in your heart and just see how it resonates with you. So if you did use a spirit that has the same name as you, and it came into your mind, and you went for this one-and-a-half-page, maybe half-an-hour, session of writing, then have your spirit in your heart read it and, you know, get into your heart center and just see what's there. And it could be great information for you that maybe came into your head. And maybe your spirit will be reading it with you and say, "Hey, there's a couple of words that should have been omitted here or added." You know, because remember, the dark side does clone the light all the time. So it may look good at first, but maybe your spirit may want to add more to it, because the information could be exactly what your spirit is trying to tell you, but it's being listened to by the dark side, and they're changing a few of the words involved. And so this is very important, to have your spirit read it back to you. And you're going to know how it feels when you're in your heart, because you know, you're going to be able to feel the words in your heart center. If you don't feel them there, and if it's in your head, then you're in the wrong place. So don't even go there. And this is about all that I could say. Sometimes people can come into your life. Maybe you can ask your spirit to try to use somebody else's spirit to talk to you. That can happen, too. I'm not talking about channeling. I'm just talking about people maybe in conversation being next to you, giving you what you need to know because, you know, for some reason, like I said, you blocked out your spirit. How and why, I can't tell you, but that's, you know, how your spirit can also connect to you. Somebody else may be more open to connecting the energy. Remember, the spirit energies in everybody is basically the same energy, the different frequencies, but it's all love energy. So, you know, if somebody can connect more with their own spirit and they can actually talk some words that you, maybe even to you, then chances are, you know, you may get your information that way too. But I'm not talking about channeling, sitting down and trying to bring in something outside of yourself to communicate, because it probably will not work that way. It'll just be somebody who's heart-centered who happens to tell you maybe what you need to know, or more so just something in conversation that they're actually telling somebody else. So back to you, Sylvia.
So then the key to it is just being heart-centered fully, so that what you're listening to is coming to you from spirit. And even if you don't hear the voice of your spirit as a voice, those messages that your spirit wants to get to you can come in many different ways. And as long as you're not in mind energy, which then you could think you're listening to your spirit, but you might be getting some other kind of thing brought to you. So as long as you're in that divine heart energy, then it can come to you.
And remember that the dark will clone your spirit. Remember that, that's a possibility too. So you definitely want to make sure that it's coming from you in your heart center. And after you hear, maybe through somebody else, you know, you have to drop into your heart to make sure that what you heard is valid. So, you know, the whole thing is what we're talking about here is people are trying to get connected to their spirit because they pushed it out of their body. They went to the darkness. They chose darkness in place of the light. And so this is why you have to go through all these hoops to get yourself back into the consciousness of your own spirit. It's not that your spirit left you. You basically divorced your spirit and kicked it out of yourself by whatever you went through and different experiences here in life. And, you know, life is not easy here by far. But it's not your spirit's fault that it can't communicate with you. This is what you actually did yourself consciously somehow or through past lives to get it out of your body. So this is the main thing. So it's up to you to regain that identity back to yourself again. So back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, could you take a minute before we take more questions and help everyone drop into their heart centers right now and, you know, really just kind of sit with that energy for a minute so they can feel that resonance in their heart center?
Sure, that's great. So here we go. We do this on many of the shows that you want to do yourself, learn how to do this. It's not really learning, it's just doing it, okay? There's really no procedure. Just counting down from 10 to 1 is all that you have to do. You're commanding your mental body to go to your spirit so you can actually connect the voice inside of your head, we'll call it that, to the voice that your spirit's talking to you with. So here we go. Going to drop down. So think of an elevator, 10 floors, your forehead, your awakening thoughts, what you think with, the words inside of your head. First floor is your heart center. That's in your chest cavity. So here we go. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And I'll do it a few more times in case some of you have a problem with this here and it's just not going down all the way. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. In fact, if you're not on your heart center, we're going to command your mental body to go to your throat chakra right now. So we're going to drop you down. Here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There now, your mental body is in your throat chakra. Now we're going to drop it down from the fifth chakra down to the fourth. Commanding it down now, and it has to go down there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, now everybody is heart-centered. So we'll just give you some silence for a couple of minutes here and stay in your heart and ask questions, and you should feel that the answers that you have coming to you, you're hearing somebody speak inside of your chest cavity.
You know, I also mentioned one thing that has helped myself and some people in doing that is you can, you know, do it yourself many times throughout the day whenever you start to feel like you're getting sucked back into mind energy, you know, which is easy to happen, especially if you're at work. You know, just go ahead and drop down into your heart center. And if you're in a place where you can, it helps to do the counting yourself, because as you do that, and as you as your consciousness goes into your heart center, you'll actually hear a completely different sound in your voice, and you'll feel that resonance in your chest instead of you know, kind of between your ears. So that can help you also, and it just feels very good. And everything to me, when you do drop down into your heart center, everything becomes more, you know, softer and more loving. You get into that divine love energy, and it just feels wonderful.
Yep, so you should feel very peaceful right now. And this is the whole process. This is where we're supposed to be on this planet. Supposed to be in peace, not in trauma, not in the mind where you deal with duality. When you're in the mind, then they'll give you anything that's around you to upset you and to keep you away from the heart energy. So everything is designed that way by the darkness. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a question, Ron, about the, let's see, it's from Arthur, and it says something about Stuart Wilde says we are surrounded by ghouls. Is this the same as entities?
I would say that possibly, yes. It would be energy life forms that are all around us waiting to take our physical energy from our body, along with tap into our spirit energy. But the entities almost always take your physical body. They work with your emotional traumas. And they may have a harder time attaching to your spirit, but they can still do that. They can hang on to your spirit sometimes. But I'd say probably 99% of the time they're going to be attaching to your physical body and living off of its life force.
Okay, and we had a question from Joni about what does Ron think of the teachings of the Bible?
I'm not much of a Bible person. I'm sure a lot of it could be okay. I just don't know what to say on that. Once they start separating you from the divine source energy, which is who you are, through print outside of yourself. I'll just talk about the Jesus. Jesus came from the light ship. So there's so many ways to view that in the Bible. He uses the word Father, which you could switch over to the light ship, creation light ship. But doing like even the Lord's Prayer, he is talking about, you know, the universal energies all around, basically, and, you know, not to judge people, which is what the teachings are of the light ship. So whether the Bible is completely correct or not, I really, I would say no, it wouldn't be correct, but the hidden teachings are in there that Jesus taught, and all you just really need to know from all of that is just your one book that you need in your library with one page, and that's To Go Within. And that's his teachings. And he knew all about everything else that was around to get you into the mind energy. And the healings are the ones that I have, say, read or learned about, we'll say, going to church. Most of those are semi-correct, and they were done. I'll be doing a book on these, which will actually give the exact event that happened at some point here, I'd say within probably the next 6 months, hopefully, I can get the time to do that. But I'll be bringing out the actual teachings and the healings, and mainly the healings of what he did, reflecting what the Bible says versus what actually physically happened. Since I was in his body doing the healings, I have complete recall once I tap into those energies. And they're from the light ship. They're not on the Akashic records here that people talk about. That's all mind energy. So they may have similar information, but it's not going to be what actually happened. This will be looking out of his eyes when I was in his body, seeing the scenes that were there. So I'm looking forward to be doing that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. So let's see. We had a comment from Lynx. I believe it was regarding the spirit barcodes removed, and the comment was something like, geez, now we have to get our barcodes removed. What's next? So, yeah, I think there's a lot of things that, you know, the dark side has done here that have really interfered with it. Do you want to expound on that a little bit, Ron?
Yeah, you're really lucky that you know about the barcodes. This is why you're listening to my program, because you're still here. If you would have known about them 2,000 years ago, you wouldn't be here, or even previously to that. So remember, you're only here listening or on this planet, and if you're not listening, you're only here because you were stuck in darkness versus in the light. So all of your past lives are because of the darkness energy attaching to you. So I can definitely say all of you listening that know about the barcodes, you should feel blessed that we're even doing these, because this is a way to get out of here. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck here. You won't be stuck here. You'll be stuck in some dark side planet after the ascension time, because the Earth spirit is no longer going to be here on this Earth. The Earth will not exist. So if you don't have your barcodes taken off, you are going to be going sideways during ascension to a dark side universe. And when the light comes back on again, if the light ship can't find you during that time process and the dark side took you to a dark side universe, then there's no place for you to come back. It'd be kind of like a pilot, maybe, say, in the Navy, who is on a aircraft carrier, and it flies off, and then it wants to come back again. Well, that aircraft carrier is not going to be there for it to land. So you're going to be stuck in darkness continuously till the light ship can find you. The barcode of your spirit is very, very, very important. This you must do to leave this planet. This is why you have all of your past lives, because the dark side gave you a spirit barcode to keep you in the reincarnation process so you cannot figure out and find the light at ascension time. That's the facts.
Yes, and so that's so wonderful that the light ship is here to do that. You know, remember, people have been trapped here for so long, and, you know, there is some work to undoing that, but the thing is that with the light ship, those healings are so wonderful and instantaneous, and you don't have to try to process your stuff and work through it and slug through it. And, you know, everyone can probably relate to trying to, you know, use various earth modalities, trying to get rid of your baggage. And this takes it away from you instantly. And yes, they are finding out the things that have to, you know, be corrected or healed from people, and that's what Ron is bringing. So it's wonderful. Let's see. Wow, we have so many questions still, and we have just a few minutes left. Let me just look. We have Noella asking if surrounding yourself with white light for protection is something that works.
Well, first question is, using the mind of the darkness, white light. Okay, that's the first thing. The next thing is, are you using the pure white light, which is coming from your spirit? Remember, your spirit is your only connection to the light ship. So if you're not using your spirit energy, there's no such thing as white light from source energy, okay? Because the light does not promote itself. So the light doesn't do attunements, on certain days. We do activations from the light ship when I work with people, like your water activations. But the light ship does not go out and transmit these energies. They don't transmit the Vata flame energy. They don't transmit anything else to you, because it's all done through your spirit. And so if you're doing any type of thing like that with white light, you're more than likely using the light of the darkness, and that's going to tie you up even further. Will that light work for you? Yes, that light could work for what it needs, but it'll tie you up on some other level of consciousness, even worse than what you were before it started. So it may give you some reprieve, some benefits, but from the light ship perspective, they don't transmit white light at all to anything, anywhere, because your spirit's already connected. It's up to you to connect to your spirit, and your only protection is your spirit. There's nothing going to be outside of yourself. So you might say, well, if I pour some black car oil on me, is that going to protect me? Because it's an external event also, just like the white light would be. Anything outside of yourself is not going to protect you. So will white light work? From the darkness, it may work, because you're going to get trapped more into darkness. Is it from the light ship, from creation energy? No, it is not. So I hope that answered your question. Your only protection is to be in your body 100%, and that is about all that you can do for yourself down here on the earth plane.
Ron, we have Yoko asking if the online entity removal is the same one that's going to be happening, on the special 8-hour one later this month, I believe, on the 19th.
Yes, the online entity one it'll be more intense, okay? It'll have more things taken away from you, yes, because it's going to be 8 hours in length versus about an hour. And this is why I'm doing the 8-hour one. And this should actually really change your life, because, a 1-hour clearing, if you've had this clearing by me, you know how much better you felt afterwards. And normally, for those people that I've done this with, I probably at the most got rid of maybe 150 entities. Normally it's about maybe one entity a minute, depending on how I do the clearings. But having 8 hours of this here, I would probably say that you would pretty much be emptied out of these things. So that's a long time. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have Dreamer asking, I guess this is in reference to you talking about how the source energy or the light energy doesn't promote itself. And so the question is, then what about the 12 source energy rays and the oxygen and the different things that you bring in from the light ship?
Yeah, this is all divine energy coming to you through this website. So this is source energy coming here, the same that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. And this is the way it comes in. The light ship only comes here every 2,000 years. And it's here for just a very short time. So if you're asking me, why am I saying one thing and saying something else at the same time, it's because I'm here to help you. If the light ship came here in 2005, and it'll be here until the ascension time, which could be tomorrow or it could be 2012 or after that. The light does not ever indicate when it's going to happen. But this is up to you to understand and go to your heart to realize the benefit of what I'm doing for you. And the light never promotes itself. That is correct. I'm here to help you just as Jesus did 2,000 years ago. And you're going to have to go to your heart to figure that one out if this rings true to you. For myself, it doesn't matter. I'm just here doing and working with people that are willing to come forth who want to do the ascension process. And the light never judges you. Whether you want to ascend or not, that's your own personal thing. So back to you, Sylvia.
And we have someone on the fast chat, Sing with Friends, and they've had a few questions we're about out of time, but I'll just take up one of the questions, which is basically, is there any other light being that is helping you, Ron, in connection with the light ship? Are there other light beings that are on Earth at this time?
I have other light beings coming into my body, yes, uh-huh. I run Jesus a lot. I run the spirit of Princess Diana. I run Mary Magdalene all the time. So I do run beings with me. As far as another physical person here, my knowledge right now is no, there is not. It only needs one person down here to do this job. It just takes the people listening like yourself to tell your friends, and it wouldn't take long after probably 2 weeks to a month if you told all your friends and they told other people that this planet could become enlightened. But that's up to you. I'm already doing my job by doing these over 400 archives on BBS Radio and going out to expos, et cetera. So it's up to you to spread the word out. I'm already doing my part. And, you know, the densities here are very strong. People are stuck in mind energy, and the implants go off on them because the darkness does not want anybody to ascend out of here. This is why we're doing the special spirit barcode healing. And so it's up to you to help the planet. Tell all your friends about the light ship, and also tell them about the special page for ET abductions, alien abductions. That's on the website now. So I guess we should probably close here. I'd love to do more questions, but come on again on Friday, and we'll see what we can do for you. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and see you later, everybody.
Blessings, everyone. We'll see you Friday. We're on at 5 minutes before 7 on Station 2 on BBS, and then also Saturday at 9 p.m. Pacific on Station 1. So we'll see you then. Blessings, everyone. Good night.